Author Ron Rindo's new novel opens with a harrowing scene, the dramatic and extraordinary birth of main character Gabriel Fisher. Gabriel weighs 18 pounds and measures 27 inches, and his unmarried mother, Rachel, dies after giving birth to him. He winds up living with his older brother, Jasper, but ultimately he's raised and cared for by several residents of their rural town, Lakota, Wisconsin. Life and Death and Giants takes its title from an Emily Dickinson poem quoted in the epigraph. Dickinson suggests that even monumental forces are insignificant in the vast machinery of the universe. Rindo, who taught English and creative writing at the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, explores those themes to wonderful effect in this sweeping epic that offers a bizarre mishmash of Amish culture, football, and, believe it or not, professional wrestling. The novel centers on Gabriel, a modern-day giant, but it's told through the perspectives of various townspeople. We never hear from Gabriel himself, which only adds to the mythological tone. But this is no fairy tale. Life and Death and Giants deals with weighty, real-life stuff: family, faith, human kindness, and human weakness. The audio version of Life and Death and Giants is especially captivating, with a cast of talented narrators voicing each of the points of view. And Rindo's remarkable ending will leave you thinking about everyday miracles. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.